Today, we are looking at a document that, well, it basically claims your doctor, your gas pump, the algorithms running your computer, and even the history of the Egyptian pyramids are all part of a single orchestrated illusion.
Yeah, it is quite the narrative to digest.
It really is. So, welcome to this custom-tailored deep dive into the July 27th, 2026 edition of Awakening the Sleeping Giant, which is a publication from the Great Awakening Report.
Right.
Our mission today is to unpack a seriously dense, very provocative brief that starts with hard geopolitical economics and then just accelerates into some of the most extraordinary paradigm-shifting claims you will probably ever encounter.
And we should be clear right off the top, the speculative stories we're discussing today are claims directly from the source material.
Exactly. We aren't here to tell you what to believe, but just to expose you to this new information, see where the dots connect, and invite you to use your own critical thinking.
That's the perfect framing, really, because the Great Awakening Report operates on this premise that you need to look at the entire board, not just the individual pieces. They want you to see the underlying structures.
Which brings us to the very first concept they introduce, which is the signal brief. The report argues that the big picture defining our current world isn't like a single catastrophic collapsing event. It's a phrase they use repeatedly.
Sustained strategic pressure.
Right, sustained strategic pressure.
Yeah, think about the global environment right now. We are witnessing this massive, really intense convergence. You have military competition, straining supply lines in the Middle East, unpredictable climate variability, extreme technology acceleration with AI, and this desperate, urgent need for infrastructure modernization across the board.
It's a lot all at once.
It is. And the mandate the report identifies here is resilience.
I was actually trying to picture this while I was reading the notes, and I thought, imagine you're watching a juggler.
Okay, a juggler.
Yeah, they got three balls in the air, a nice predictable rhythm going, but then someone starts throwing in chainsaws
Oh, wow.
and flaming torches, right? Suddenly, it's no longer about just catching one isolated item. It's about having the fundamental resilience to not drop the entire pattern as your operating environment radically and dangerously changes.
That is exactly the geopolitical reality the source describes. The chainsaws are in the air. Responding to isolated disruptions just doesn't work anymore.
Right.
Resilience has shifted from being a contingency plan in a binder to a daily operational requirement. You have to keep the pattern moving while the systems change simultaneously.
So let's move from that kind of abstract concept of sustained pressure to the very real physical and digital pressures that are testing that resilience right now.
The tangible stuff.
Exactly. The report grounds its narrative by starting with the physical squeeze on oil. Driven by ongoing conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine, crude oil is pushing well past $100 a barrel.
Which is significant.
Very. But the source points to a highly specific, alarming metric that really caught my eye. It's called the crack spread. Can you break that down for us?
Absolutely. So the crack spread is one of the most vital economic indicators you've probably never heard of.
Right, I certainly hadn't.
It is essentially the profit margin an oil refinery makes for taking raw crude oil and cracking it, which just means refining it, into usable petroleum products like gasoline, diesel, or jet fuel.
Okay, makes sense.
And historically, over the past decade or so, that margin fluctuated between $10 and $15 a barrel.
But according to the source, that spread has skyrocketed to an all-time high of $70 a barrel. The profit margin just for processing the oil is now higher than what an entire barrel of crude cost just a few years ago.
Which points to a massive mechanical failure in the supply chain. I mean, the price of raw crude can fluctuate based on speculation, but when the crack spread goes that high, it's the physical market screaming that the right crude is simply not reaching the right
Like a
refineries.
literal bottleneck.
Exactly. Refineries in the Persian Gulf are stalled due to conflict. Russian capacity has been heavily sanctioned and damaged, and the U.S. commercial and strategic oil buffers are dangerously low.
Yeah, the report highlights that we have only about 43 days of strategic supply remaining. The physical system isn't just straining, it's buckling.
It really is.
Now, the report directly contrasts that physical scarcity with the digital world. And this is where I need some help translating the tech side, because the source cites an astonishing $1.6 trillion invested globally in artificial intelligence, which they project will hit $2.5 trillion by the end of 2026.
Huge numbers.
Massive. Yet at the same time, they point out that OpenAI reportedly suffered a staggering $38.5 billion net loss in 2025.
It is a historic influx of capital, but the physical returns on that investment are highly questionable right now. The infrastructure required to run these massive language models is just bleeding money.
Right. And the report notes that companies are actually abandoning these incredibly expensive U.S.-built AI models for cheaper, open-weight Chinese models just out of pure financial necessity.
Yeah, the operational costs are just too high.
So first off, explain like I'm five. What does open-weight actually mean in this context?
Think of building a house. Using a proprietary U.S. model is like hiring a premium architect who charges you every single time you walk through the front door.
Okay, that sounds expensive.
It is. An open-weight model means the core mathematical architecture, the blueprints, and the structural math is made available for anyone to download, run, and modify locally.
Oh, I see.
You bypass the premium architect entirely. It vastly cuts down operational costs, which is why cash-strapped corporations are pivoting to them.
So, to summarize the report's economic setup, we are pouring trillions of dollars into digital AI models that are hemorrhaging cash, while the literal physical fuel that runs our supply chains, our agriculture, and our logistics is facing a historic physical squeeze.
A complete disconnect.
Are we just completely misallocating capital into the wrong infrastructure?
Well, the report argues exactly that. But they take it a step further. They use these economic stress points, like the astronomical crack spread and the massive AI capital bonfire, to argue that the mainstream system is buckling under its own intentional misdirection.
Intentional misdirection.
Yes. Their premise is that the surface level systems are failing because the true advanced systems are being deliberately suppressed by a shadow network.
I mean, if the surface level energy and tech markets are being artificially squeezed, it makes you wonder if alternatives are being kept off the board. And the report claims they absolutely are.
Oh, they do?
But they argue the suppression doesn't start with fuel or computers. It starts with our own biology, which leads right into their claims about hidden cures.
The transition in the document is quite stark here. They move from geopolitical economics straight to medical sovereignty.
Right.
The source details a specific claim regarding something called patent 449X.
Which they claim is a suppressed cure for 90% of cellular mutations, successfully synthesized and proven in covert trials back in 2018.
Yes. And the report alleges this treatment was buried by a shadow coalition of big pharma executives who funneled $125 million in untraceable offshore bribes to FDA officials.
Just to hide a cure.
Because the logic they present is purely financial. Keeping the global population in a state of chronic illness, dependent on lifelong treatments, is a $1.5 trillion annual industry.
Wow.
From their perspective, a one-time cure isn't a medical breakthrough. It's a financial threat that destroys a recurring revenue model.
It's like finding out your mechanic has been sneaking into your garage at night to secretly break your car's engine just so he can keep charging you for repairs every single month.
That is a very apt analogy.
And the report connects this alleged suppression to a wildly specific claim about Elon Musk.
Yes, this is where the narrative really accelerates. According to the document, on March 14th, 2022, at exactly 2:47 a.m., Musk tweeted, "Med beds are real. Frequency-based cellular regeneration has been operational in military applications since the 1970s.
And the timeline they present is hyper-specific. Within 1 minute of that tweet, he allegedly received a call from a blocked number, immediately followed by a call from BlackRock.
And for context, BlackRock manages around $10.5 trillion in assets and is one of the largest single shareholders in major pharmaceutical companies.
Right. And the tweet was deleted 6 minutes and 41 seconds after it was posted. The implication is that Musk threatened $10.5 trillion in managed assets with a single tweet.
Furthermore, the report claims that Musk's Neuralink project isn't actually a brain-computer interface meant to let you, you know, control a mouse with your thoughts.
What is it then?
They cite patent US2S2O number 20093873A1, arguing Neuralink is a disguised frequency-based civilian medbed.
Let's break down the mechanics of that. How does a chip in your head act as a medical bed?
Well, the source claims the technology relies on electromagnetic frequency modulation. Instead of using chemical drugs to fix a physical problem, the device emits specific frequencies that instruct damaged neurons and cells to repair themselves.
So healing with sound or vibration.
Think of it like tuning a piano. If a piano key sounds terrible, you don't pour chemicals on the string, right? You adjust its frequency until it resonates correctly.
Oh, that makes sense.
The report argues Neuralink is doing this on a cellular level, completely bypassing pharmaceutical regulations by disguising the medical device as a consumer tech product.
Okay, I have to jump in and push back on the logistics here.
Fair enough.
Because the report is claiming a shadow coalition is suppressing miracle cures to protect a $1.5 trillion industry. But how on earth do you keep a secret of that magnitude completely quiet?
It's tough.
We are talking about thousands of scientists, researchers, and FDA officials. Human nature says someone is going to talk. A cover-up on that scale seems physically impossible.
That is the natural skeptical response, and it's a vital question. The report does address this, mostly pointing to extreme compartmentalization and black budget funding threats.
So siloing the information.
Exactly. Meaning no single scientist ever sees the whole picture of what they are working on, and non-disclosure agreements are enforced at the highest levels of national security. But the source's main argument for why this stays hidden actually goes much deeper than just silencing whistleblowers.
How so?
They claim the compliance of the general public, the reason society doesn't ask questions or revolt, comes down to active biological suppression.
Right. This is where they introduce the concept of the VMAT2 gene. They refer to it as the God gene.
Yes. Now, in genetics, VMA2 is a real protein that transports neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin. But the report elevates its function, claiming it acts as a literal biological antenna tied to the human capacity for spiritual experiences, deep intuition, and connection to a higher purpose.
And the staggering claim here is that this specific gene has been deliberately targeted by environmental toxins, processed foods, and medical interventions for decades.
Yes. The goal, according to the source, is to create a massive population of what they call NPCs, non-player characters.
Like in a video game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By chemically suppressing the VMAT2 gene, the controllers allegedly disconnect our biological antenna. The result is a population that is entirely material-focused, constantly fatigued, apathetic, and easily managed because they have lost their internal spiritual compass.
When you put it like that, it hits close to home for anyone listening.
It really does.
I mean, when you look around at people staring blankly at their phones on the subway, or when you think about your own daily brain fog and exhaustion, this report is basically arguing that our collective apathy isn't an accident of modern life. It's chemically induced.
It frames human consciousness itself as a battleground. If you sever the connection to intuition, people will simply accept the reality they are handed without questioning the $100 oil or the suppressed medical tech.
Which perfectly bridges us to their next point. If our biology is suppressed to keep us docile and sick, the report argues that the very energy that powers our world is suppressed to keep us endlessly working.
Right. They detail something called Operation Energy Blackout.
This circles back to the oil crisis we discussed at the start. The source alleges the Pentagon has suppressed a technology known as Aurora 7. They describe it as a fully operational zero-point quantum extraction device.
Yeah, that's a mouthful.
What does that actually mean, zero-point quantum extraction?
Well, in theoretical physics, zero-point energy is the concept that even in a complete vacuum in space, there is a massive amount of latent underlying background energy.
Just sitting there.
Right. The report claims Aurora 7 taps into this invisible infinite ocean of power, effectively pulling electricity out of the vacuum of space. And they claim these generators cost just $4,200 per unit to manufacture.
Free, limitless energy for the cost of a used car. And the reason for suppressing it, according to the document, is to protect the $847 billion in annual oil industry revenue. But the report throws in a massive political curveball, claiming President Trump declassified this zero-point technology via Executive Order 2026-92.
Which allegedly triggered a total panic among oil executives and activated military contractors to begin a civilian rollout.
Wow.
And here is where the source makes a fascinating thematic connection. The suppression of this modern, infinite energy mirrors the suppression of our ancient history. The report claims that the true building blocks of human civilization have been hidden from us. Take the Great Pyramids of Egypt, for instance.
Okay, I have to pause for a second because this is where the whiplash really set in for me.
I get that.
We started this deep dive looking at very grounded oil profit margins and AI venture capital, and now we're talking about ancient Egyptians and quantum vacuums. Let's pump the brakes. How does the source justify this massive leap into ancient history?
They justify it by arguing that the laws of physics have been intentionally obscured to make us think we are at the pinnacle of human achievement, when in reality we have regressed.
Regress.
Yes. The official historical narrative is that thousands of slaves dragged 80-ton solid granite blocks across the desert sand with ropes and logs. The report claims that as a physical and mathematical impossibility. Instead, they say the ancients used sonic levitation.
So hacking gravity with sound.
Exactly. They point to the science of cymatics, which is the study of visible sound and vibration.
Right.
The claim is that ancient civilizations deeply understood that every physical object, no matter how heavy, has a specific resonant frequency. The theory is that by hitting that exact frequency with advanced acoustic engineering, using specialized sonic drills, massive tuning forks, or even chanting, you can create an acoustic field that essentially cancels out the gravitational pull on that object.
Like how an opera singer can shatter a glass across the room by matching its exact resonant frequency but reversed.
That's a great way to think of it.
Instead of shattering the stone, they create a pocket of zero gravity and basically sing the 80-ton blocks into place.
That is the exact mechanism the report is describing, and it changes everything about how we view the past. We are taught to look at ancient builders as primitive laborers relying on brute force. This document suggests they were master vibrational engineers.
This raises what seems to be the core thematic line running through this entire report. From the frequency-based cellular regeneration of Elon Musk's medbeds, to the VMAT2 biological antenna in our DNA, to singing the pyramids into existence with sonic levitation.
It's all connected.
The underlying obsession of this source is frequency and resonance.
You've hit the nail on the head. The source is suggesting humanity is on the precipice of a massive paradigm shift.
A shift away from what we know.
Right. We are moving away from explosive and combustion technology like burning oil, blowing up mountains, and relying on chemical reactions, and moving toward implosive and resonant harmony where we work with the natural frequencies of the universe.
But the rabbit hole goes even deeper. Because if our medicine, our energy, and our history are actively suppressed, the report takes it to the absolute limit. They claim our very reality, our physical maps, and our spiritual history have been edited to keep us in a geographic and spiritual cage.
Yeah, let's look at that.
Let's start with the physical map.
The report dedicates an entire section to the ice wall and the concept of an outer Earth.
They claim that the South Pole is not the bottom of a spinning globe.
Mm.
Instead, they describe it as a massive 200-foot-high ice wall that forms a 360-degree perimeter surrounding all of our known oceans.
And they reinterpret modern history to fit this model. They claim the 1950s Antarctic Treaty, which restricts independent travel to the continent, doesn't exist to protect penguins or conduct scientific research.
What's the real reason then?
They allege it was signed by world governments to strictly prevent civilian exploration of lush, resource-rich outer continents hidden beyond the ice.
But wouldn't someone have flown over it or taken a satellite picture by now?
Well, the report counters that by claiming satellite imagery is heavily manipulated composite data, and that all independent flight paths over the extreme southern latitudes are heavily restricted by military enforcement.
So we're fenced in.
The suggestion is that humanity is fenced in, violently fighting over a fraction of the actual resources, while a breakaway elite utilizes the vast, hidden outer lands. It paints Earth not as a globe in space, but as a heavily monitored geographic cage.
And just as the physical map was supposedly edited, they claim the spiritual map was heavily redacted too. The report jumps from Antarctic ice walls all the way back to 325 AD in the Council of Nicaea.
Right. The standard historical view is that the Council of Nicaea was where early Christian leaders gathered to standardize theological doctrines and compile the Bible.
But the report sees it differently.
Very differently. The Great Awakening Report frames it as one of the greatest political crimes in history. They claim it was a calculated act by the Roman Empire to create a state-sanctioned religion by editing out anything that empowered the individual.
Specifically, they claim the council deleted the concept of reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
They also supposedly suppressed the Gnostic Gospels, which taught that the kingdom of heaven isn't a physical place in the sky, but a state of consciousness found within you.
Exactly.
Why would an empire care about suppressing reincarnation?
Because of the mechanism of control it creates. If you remove reincarnation, you create a one life, one judgment bottleneck.
So high stakes.
Unbelievably high. If you only have one single life to get it right, you are terrified of making a mistake and facing eternal damnation. This existential fear forces the population to rely entirely on a centralized authority, in this case, the church, for their salvation.
I see.
The report argues this deliberately unplugs humanity from its own internal spiritual guidance, turning a natural cosmic law into a fear-based religious subscription service.
It all comes back to control. So to recap this staggering journey, we have the geopolitical surface cracking with the oil squeeze. We have suppressed quantum energy and hidden frequency-based medicine. We've altered physical maps hiding continents and redacted spiritual maps hiding our own divinity. Where does this all culminate?
Right. What's the end game?
According to the report, it all builds to an approaching event they call the Great Solar Flash.
This is the report's ultimate eschatological event. The claim is that our solar system is approaching the end of a 26,000-year galactic cycle.
Oh.
And as we cross this threshold, the source claims we will be hit by a massive, instantaneous burst of high-frequency photonic light emanating from the galactic central sun.
A literal cosmic reboot. But it's not just a light show, right?
No, not at all.
The source claims this flash of light will interact directly with human biology. Science tells us that a massive percentage of our DNA serves no known biological function, often termed junk DNA. The report claims it isn't junk at all, it's dormant. They argue this solar flash will activate latent 12-strand DNA.
Which is a huge leap from the 2-strand double helix we currently observe. In the context of the report, 12-strand DNA represents a biological and spiritual evolution.
What does that evolution look like?
It allegedly unlocks latent psychic abilities, supreme cellular health, and shifts human biology from a dense carbon-based structure into a lighter crystalline form.
Think of it like a massive software patch being pushed over Wi-Fi to a dormant hard drive.
That's a great way to put it.
The universe hits update and instantly dismantles the low vibration matrix we've been living in.
What's truly fascinating is how this ultimate event ties every single disparate theme together.
Yeah, it really loops back.
The awakening they describe isn't just a political realization or a revolution against a shadow government. The report frames it as a biological, frequency-based upgrade. And the profound conclusion they offer is that the current control systems, the pharmaceutical cartels, the oil industry, the map makers, they cannot stop it, because they fundamentally cannot control the sun.
We have covered incredible ground today. We started with the very real, very tangible economic pressures. The $100 oil, the unprecedented $70 crack spread causing supply chain panic, the trillions of dollars seemingly misallocated into unprofitable AI models, while the physical world strains under pressure.
And we explored how the Great Awakening Report paints a grand, sweeping narrative around those undeniable facts.
Right.
They argue that those visible pressures are merely the death throes of an old control system. They are the friction of those chainsaws we talked about in the air, creating chaos to make way for a massive, unavoidable revelation of hidden truths regarding zero-point energy, frequency medicine, and our ancient powerful origins.
This is where we want to encourage you, the listener, to use your most vital tool, which is your discernment. The report we unpack today presents extraordinary, highly speculative, and unverified claims.
Yes, definitely.
We are sharing them not to tell you that an ice wall absolutely exists or that your DNA is about to magically mutate, but to expose you to this complex web of alternative information. Use this deep dive to question your baseline assumptions.
Exactly. Ask yourself why certain systems operate the way they do.
Trust your intuition. Remain patient as events continue to unfold in the world, and most importantly, maintain a hopeful perspective.
Don't be overwhelmed by the noise of the daily news cycle. Look for the larger structures, the hidden motives, and the patterns running underneath it all.
And as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with one final provocative thought to mull over, building on the source's absolute obsession with frequency. If the premise of this report holds even a fraction of truth, if frequency and resonance are truly the foundational forces of the universe, capable of singing massive pyramids into existence, healing the physical body without chemicals, and unlocking the dormant potential in your DNA, what frequencies are you unconsciously tuning into every single day?
That's a powerful question.
Through the media you consume, the environment you sit in, and your own internal thoughts, are you passively resonating with fear and apathy? Or are you actively turning yourself to the frequency of freedom? Keep those chainsaws in the air. Trust your resonance, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.